Ann Arbor area residents will celebrate the local food movement tomorrow evening at the 7th Annual Homegrown Festival. A lot goes into taking produce from area farms to a finished dish to eat. The story of local food has to start on the farm, or in this case, a pair of farms just north of Ann Arbor. A couple of long hoop houses, a variety of farm machinery, plenty of different plants, and some farm animals fill the 64 acres of Green Things Farm. While the sun's up, owner Jill Latta says you're also likely to find several people hard at work.
Several pots of coffee, a big farm breakfast, and then we usually are harvesting for markets, CSA or wholesale, and that usually takes up until lunch at least, and then in the afternoon we're weeding or seeding or working on infrastructure projects.
Just a short drive onto Warren Road brings you to Seeley Farm, with about 12 acres of tillable land tucked behind an old farmhouse and a variety of trees. You'll find some farm machinery here as well, but owner Mark Nowak says a lot of manual labor is required if you want to grow a wide variety of crops.
If you're growing corn or, you know, one or two crops, you could invest in all that machinery, but just not feasible for when you're growing everything.
Back at Green Things Farms, workers are hosing off carrots. Lotta says more work is needed to get the fresh fruit ready for market early the next morning.
It takes, you know, six people 5 or 6 hours to put an order or market together usually.
Some of the fresh produce from the two farms end up in a small apartment on Ann Arbor's Old West Side. Here, Abby Olitsky and Stephen Hall are making frittatas for breakfast and plan to blanch some unique heirloom Roma tomatoes to be used in sauces in the coming months. While these items will just be for personal use, the pair behind Central Provisions also host a variety of pop-up and farm dinners. They hope to one day open a restaurant. For now, in their cramped kitchen, Hall explains the need to plan ahead if you want to rely primarily on local food.
The first summer when we came back from California, we were here and we hadn't done any preserving, and then you realize that it's been 2 months since you've eaten fruit, and it's the worst. It's a terrible realization, and you're just missing those tomatoes.
Counting on seasonally available local food poses the challenge of bad weather wiping out crops. Hall says for a full-scale restaurant, there can also be difficulties if expected items aren't at the farmer's market or ready that day.
We're so small that we could always make little adjustments. You know, when we were doing the pop-up, it's not, you know, there's other restaurants that we see there. We see the folks from Grange and Eat who are there all the time. They do a lot of stuff with local produce, but they're serving three times the food. So if they run out of ingredient, they're screwed.
Those are the bacon cheddar.
Annette, bad fairy weathers, and the self-proclaimed Wonder Woman run Ypsilanti's Bonacera Cafe. When I visited, they had scones in the oven and were getting the kitchen ready for lunch. Wonder Woman says working with whatever ingredients are available isn't the challenge with using local food sources.
That's the fun part. That's where we get to be creative and do whatever we want to do with the food. I think the challenge is often the cost, because, you know, we could, if we chose, but we do not, use large companies like Sysco.
Regardless of cost, for Central Provisions' Abby Olitsky, using local ingredients makes the most important difference in food.
As a cook, you always think taste is the first thing I think about. It just tastes so much better to have something that's been vine ripened or that's been cared for in such a way. It just tastes better.
The frittata and peach jam I had from Central Provisions and the blueberry scone from Bonacera Cafe all included local ingredients and tasted great. Local foods from these and other farms and restaurants will be available from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday at the Homegrown Festival at Ann Arbor's Farmers Market. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.